You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Jeff McManus, who has been Director of Landscape Services with the University of Mississippi since 2000. He and his team received national recognition when Ole Miss was named Most Beautiful Campus by Newsweek in 2011 and the Princeton Review in 2013. His newest book is Growing Weeders into Leaders, Leadership Lessons from the Ground Level, which focuses on cultivating excellence among staff. Mr. McManus, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It is great to be with you and your listeners.
And it's great to have you out this morning. So tell us, for starters, why did you write this book?
Well, I wanted to share that if I can do this stuff, anybody can. And I wanted to get an organized team. I needed to get to be more efficient. I had less money. I had all this drama going on in my department. I had just challenges after challenge, and we kind of figured out some things. And I said, man, I need to share this with everybody. If I can do this stuff, other people can do this, because I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, Eric. I knew that I could share my story and others could benefit from it as well.
And with great reason. Now, what do you mean when you say weeders to leaders? What is the metaphor there?
Well, I think the weeder is the attitude. It's the attitude of, man, I'm just not here to do a whole lot. I just want to get a paycheck. I'm here for Friday. I'm here to do just what you tell me to do. And I needed to change that mindset to people who were excited to be at work, who wanted to do more, who had initiative, who took on projects and used their brain as far as creativity and excitement, and then became the professionals in it. So I wanted leaders, people who could step up into areas, because if I had leaders, then it allowed me to go on and do more things that I needed to do. It freed up my time, and that's what I desperately needed. Not only that, our productivity went way up once we created leaders instead of having weeders on site.
That is absolutely tremendous. Awesome stuff there. Now, why is it important that the landscape department on the campus of the University of Mississippi, or Ole Miss as we often hear, be staffed with leaders and not weeders?
Well, for me, we have such a large property. We have 1,000 acres, and we only have about 25 people who are working in the field. We have 33 on staff, but we really, when you look at the staffing matrix, we should be double that. So I had to figure out, okay, if we're going to get world champion results, where we're going to win national championships. I mean, there you mentioned two, but we've won 5 national championships in landscaping. If I'm going to get there, I've got to figure out how we can do more with less. I mean, I've got to be able to pinch a penny. I've got to be able to get it further. And so it was critical to have people bought in, to have excited. But then there, for me, there's a deeper purpose. There's also to help people connect with what they're doing. They're not just cutting grass and pulling weeds. You know, they're helping recruit some of the top students in the world who are going to go on and cure cancer one day, Eric. And so when we start sharing that passion of what we really do is we help cure cancer, and what we really do is we recruit top faculty and staff, people started seeing a bigger picture that their life had even a deeper meaning, and that got exciting as well in the process.
And I'm sure it did. Today we're joined by Mr. Jeff McManus, the Director of Landscape Services with the University of Mississippi and the author of Growing Weeders into Leaders, Leadership Lessons from the Ground Level, which focuses on cultivating excellence among staff here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, what was a turning point for getting your team behind your vision of being the best of the best?
But what we ran into, I don't know if you've ever had this before, Eric, but we had the Drominators on our team, and they were causing a lot of drama. And I was wasting so much time having to deal with rumors and all these type of just things that were dragging us down. And I said, you know, I've got to come up with something different. We've got to try something to be proactive. And so what we did is we just tried a simple experiment where we invited our frontline guys in, and we just started walking them in wisdom. We started exposing them to a higher level of teaching, and we started talking about leadership principles. And we would bring in guys on video like Tony Robbins. We'd bring in John Maxwell. We'd bring in all these people by video and just let our guys listen to them. Then we'd talk about it. And what I found is I was really planting good seeds into their heart and into their mind. And that's when we started seeing the excitement of the vision of what people were buying in to be the best of the best. They then that passion, as they realized they could do what we were asking them to do, but they could also be the best at it. And we just started changing the mindset, walking them toward wisdom. We took them to the local library, showed them how to check out books, audio books, and tried to expose them to higher thinking. And that probably happened about 6 years ago, to where the energy has really changed in our area.
Lastly, your book title refers to leadership lessons from the ground level. What does that mean? Talk to us about that a little further.
Well, there's this aspect of leadership where leadership gives all the orders from the top down. And there's a certain amount of direction that all leaders need to provide. And what we also have found in today's society is we need to get people to buy in, to be excited. So what we have found is that we also ask their opinion on certain aspects of the job. So we created this thing called Landscape University so that our standards could be consistent and we could get higher productivity. But as we created these standards, we started asking our folks, what is it that the new guy needs to learn when he comes to work with us? What is it that you guys want to be known for? What do you want your reputation to be? And so we would get their input on these classes and how they wanted to be perceived. And it really helped get organic traction into the culture of what we were trying to create, which was this dynamic department that could overcome any adversity that was thrown at it. We needed to be able to adapt quickly and change and grow and have a positive attitude. And so when we started getting their input from that, that's where the ground level started coming. That's where we started getting their buy-in. That's when it became their program. So really, Eric, it was all about getting participation, input from our frontline team.
Well, Mr. McManus, I think this is absolutely phenomenal and makes one listening in, even myself, want to take a visit to the campus of the University of Mississippi. Well done on all fronts, the book. This is definitely a must read, and we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today. Where can listeners not only get more information on the book, purchase the book, and get more information about yourself?
Well, Eric, we'd love to have you come visit the campus sometime to Oxford, Mississippi. But I'm also online at jeffmcmanusspeaking.com. I have all my social media there, my free newsletter as well. And any of your speakers who want to sign up for my one-day class, it's free. I'll give you that content and happy to share that with any of your listeners there on my website. So jeffmcmanusspeaking.com.
Well, Mr. McManus, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Greatly appreciated.
Eric, thank you. Thank you, listeners, and all the best to you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Jeff McManus, the Director of Landscape Services with the University of Mississippi and the author of Growing Weeders into Leaders, Leadership Lessons from the Ground Level, which focuses on cultivating excellence among staff. And for all the details, visit jeffmcmanus.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com. /live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.